Number one, naming the things that scare me. I became very self-conscious and superstitious a little. Like, you're not supposed to say it out loud. Number two, my son's vulnerability. It's challenging even just to say that he's vulnerable, sort of choke on the word vulnerability. I used to have a dream that I would hold my son's head and it would just sort of turn gelatinous in my hand, right? Like, he's here, he has actual substance, and then suddenly the substance could just disappear. Number three, the dark. Number four, mirrors in the dark. Number five, raising a white son as a queer person of color. So I didn't realize he was going to come out and be white. Super.
I'm brown, like, not super dark brown, but I'm, like, fairly dark brown skin. And his father, is white. And I just really didn't expect that he wouldn't be brown at all. You know, people would sort of see me as the nanny, or, you know, they would ask these offensive questions like, oh, he looks so ethnic. Like, what are his parents? Like, literally, this is the town I live in.
Number six. Kids ask all the right questions, you know, like, why are we different colors? Like, mommy, your hair is short, and all of the people who have short hair that I know are boys. And it's so easy to just sort of let that moment go by and give a really easy answer, and not for it to be totally okay for my son to be like, you know, why did that man just call you sir? And for me to be like, well, because, you know, for me in particular, like, it just doesn't, like, I'm not bothered by that. And he read me in that way. And we have to make the space for it. Number seven, cockroaches. Number eight, the thought of being buried alive or trapped in a small space. That fear is enacted anytime I have to pull off a jacket or I get claustrophobic. I used to live in Minnesota and I would have so many layers up there and sometimes just feel like I have to rip everything off right away. Number nine, tall pine trees. So we have them all over the place in Florida. I'm looking at two right now out the window. No, yeah. And so they're so tall and they're gorgeous and they're beautiful and you can watch them swaying in the breeze. But we also have hurricanes and afternoon thunderstorms. And now sometimes I'll just look out the window and they're just swaying back and forth. And then you can imagine what might happen if they just swayed just a little too much and snapped, and they do break. That happens. Number 10, human technology and progress. I don't really identify with so many technologies. Like, the one that comes to mind most, that I find most boggling, but I use every day, is the toilet. Like, in my world, I never would have invented a toilet. My name is Anne Wolf, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Wolf does community engagement work for the city of Gainesville, Florida. On a recent rainy Saturday, Anne said she taped two paper bracelets to her wrists and declared it Superhero Day. Happy belated Superhero Day, everyone. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? I'm going to go down to the basement to do my laundry, and I'm going to find one of those glue traps, and there's going to be like two rats stuck on it, and they're going to be fighting to the death. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
My son, he doesn't have a lot of fears. He used to be scared a little bit of shadows, which I think is a lot of kids are scared of shadows. And then he named them Ontini and Ontasma. And he would say, you know, Ontini's on the wall over there. And then it was like, whatever, there's Ontini and Ontasma. And he was totally over it.